I'm Josh Carey.
And I'm Chef Tom Jackson.
And this is Cooking with Fire.
Today we're going to be talking about one of our favorite cuts of beef, California tri-tip.
Let's get started.
This is Cooking with Fire, a global exploration of barbecue from KMUW.
It seems that every region has a dish or cut of meat that is special to them.
Yeah, Kansas City has burn-ins, the Carolinas have pork, Texas has classic sausage, and more recently, brisket.
But there is one barbecue region that doesn't seem to get its due from the Midwestern and Southern powerhouses, and that is California. California has a rich tradition of barbecue with colliding traditions of the American West and Mexico.
Cooking meat over fire is nothing new, and the people of California have been doing it for hundreds of years, just like the rest of us. But it wasn't until 1952 when they received a gift from a one-armed butcher named Bob Schutz.
Schutz worked at a Safeway grocery store at the intersection of Mill and Vine Street in Santa Maria, California. Now, this particular Safeway no longer stands, but great history can't be knocked over as easily as a building. As with a lot of great history, the stories are oral, passed down from generation to generation, so there are times when we can't be 100% of the absolute truth, but the framework is there. One major change to the story you see when you read the different versions of it available online is whether or not Schutz was the butcher or was instead the meat counter manager, but there is no denying that the idea behind spit roasting the tri-tip was all him. We can also be certain that butcher Larry Villegas was working with Schutz that day, as his account is the basis for what we know about the origins of tri-tip.
So it seems that the meat department at this Safeway had enough ground beef and cube stew meat in its cases, and there was still some of this triangle-shaped cut from the bottom sirloin left over. Mr. Schutz didn't want to waste the meat, so instead he took it and seasoned it with salt, pepper, and a little garlic. He then threaded it on a spit and let it cook over a wood fire with the rest of the top block sirloin for about 45 minutes.
Mr. Schutz's co-worker told him that the meat was going to be tough as hell and that they'd be chewing on it all day. Well, if that were the case, Tom and I wouldn't be talking about it now, so what happened next shouldn't come as a surprise. The tri-tip roast was taken off the spit and sliced thinly against the grain at a 90-degree angle, and was tender, flavorful, and simply a mind-blowing experience for a couple of men who had been grinding up this particular muscle for years and years.
The people of Santa Maria, California had been roasting large top-block sirloin over redwood on a grill with adjustable grates that's very close to what we see in Argentina with their parrillas. Top-block sirloin is very expensive, which is another major reason Californians were drawn to this new smaller cut. Weighing in at just 2 to 3 pounds apiece and being relatively affordable, the popularity of the cut started to grow.
It wasn't until after Bob had opened the Santa Maria market that the tri-tip started to really take off. Bob would show off the cut and was teaching locals how to roast and grill it, and word of mouth did its job. But I have to say that there is one particular feature of Santa Maria, California that made the cut explode in popularity. Santa Maria is home to the Vandenberg Air Force Base. Vandenberg Air Force Base, like all Air Force bases, transfer new men and women out each and every year. Members of our Air Force that were stationed there would grow accustomed to the cut, and when they were transferred to another base, they took their love of tri-tip with them. This propelled the cut so much that it started to be available in places other than California by the 1990s.
One quick fact. The tri-tip was so popular in the 1980s, butchers from the Midwest were sending tri-tip to California in exchange for their brisket. There aren't many things I'd give up a good brisket for, but on any given day, tri-tip would be a top choice.
Now, we've talked about how the tri-tip came to be and its growth in popularity, but what really blows my mind is that 64 years later, the cut is still relatively unpopular outside of certain geographic areas. To pick up a tri-tip here in Wichita, you'll need to work a little harder than you would grabbing a strip steak, brisket, or even a full prime rib. They just haven't taken hold like you would expect them to. Also, I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't note a small controversy in the origins of the tri-tip. There are also claims that Otto Schaefer Sr. was the first to barbecue tri-tip whole on the Schaefer Ranch outside of Oakland, California, and that ranchers visiting Oakland from Santa Maria took the idea home with them. Other than some word of mouth, we don't have this origin directly from anyone who claimed to be there at the time. So for now, the creation of the tri-tip as a spit-roasted or grilled whole cut is credited to Bob Schutz. This is a perfect time to get into the recipe, so let's let Tom take us through the cook.
All right, so we're out here on the patio outside of our teaching kitchen, and we're getting ready to put our tri-tip roast on the grill. We've already trimmed all the excess fat and silver skin off the outside of these roasts and seasoned them up as well. We've got both of our roasts threaded onto the spit rod, and we're getting ready to put this on the rotisserie.
Okay, so one thing we did here was we decided to spit roast or rotisserie the tri-tip because that is how it was first cooked. We wanted to give a nod to that classic way of cooking, even though direct grilling has become a very popular way to cook tri-tip.
We also decided to use a gas grill, turning on not only the bottom burners to low, but also a rear rotisserie burner to medium, so that we could get a nice char on the outside of the meat. One important point is that you don't need to use a rotisserie to produce a fantastic tri-tip roast. You can grill it on a gas or charcoal grill or smoke it in your smoker as well. Californians typically use red oak to cook tri-tip, building a large fire and placing the tri-tip above either on an adjustable grate or on a spit rod. And if you want to get a little bit of that authentic flavor, you could place oak wood chips in a smoker box or foil wrap on your grill as well. Smoke greatly enhances the flavor of tri-tip, and when used sparingly is a great way to add a little extra something to your meal.
One thing to remember is that tri-tip is very easy to cook, and it is essentially just a couple of steps that include removing the fat and silver skin, seasoning it, and cooking it until it hits 125 to 135 degrees internal temp. Let's let Tom finish off the cook for you on the patio.
Alrighty, our tri-tips have been on for about 45 minutes, and we're temping right in the center at like 130 degrees, which is gonna be a nice medium rare. So we're gonna go ahead and remove the spit from the grill and rest these roasts for probably 10 to 15 minutes before we slice them nice and thin.
That's it. It's incredibly simple, and really anyone can produce a fantastic meal because this cut is also notoriously forgiving to overcooking. We did add a little extra component to our tri-tip, and that is a chimichurri sauce that we serve on top.
Yeah, so the chimichurri adds a really nice pop to this dish because you've got these great smoky, charred flavors of the beef, and the chimichurri brings out something much brighter, something to contrast that.
So what ingredients did we use in our chimichurri?
Yeah, the real core of the chimichurri is the roasted chili peppers. In this case, we used Anaheims, but Hatch chilies or Poblanos or Pueblos, they would all be great choices.
So to add that extra flavor, when we fire roast off these peppers, what we do is we simply place them on the grill until the skin starts to darken, almost blacken and bubble up. And after about 10 to 15 minutes on a nice hot grill grate, we toss them into a zip-top bag, zip it up, and let them steam and let that heat really start to soften the skin. After another 15 or so minutes, pull them out of the bag, peel the skin away, and then you have the flesh of that pepper that has that nice flavor from the grill, and it's ready to put into your sauce.
Yeah, so beyond that, the big flavors left are garlic, cilantro, parsley, and a little bit of briny saltiness from some capers. We also use a squeeze of lime juice to really brighten things up.
Now, the great thing about a chimichurri sauce like this is that it's really, really easy to make. You might even have some of the ingredients on hand. You can quickly fire roast those peppers while your tri-tip is already cooking and have that extra component for a dish that really makes it stand out.
And remember, you can find the recipe for the chimichurri as well as the tri-tip and the rub we used at kmuw.org.
Thank you guys so much for listening. We really hope you're enjoying the podcast. Please join Chef Tom and I in 2 weeks as we tackle the cuisine of Argentina.